Well, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Good stuff, bad stuff, weird stuff. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor post. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Tuesday when usually everybody's in a bad mood, but you shouldn't be because really it's Wednesday for us, so I mean, that's all that really matters, right?
Yeah.
That our week is short.
Yeah.
So, be in a good mood. What's happening, Hoffman?
Coughing. Yeah. Things like that. What's going on with you?
I think I've got some kind of allergies.
I think I do, too. I've got a tickle in my throat.
Yeah, it's just I've been sneezing all freaking day, so I will call it right now.
It's going to be an awful show.
During one of the live reads, I will start sneezing.
It's going to be a mess.
But we'll have fun with it. Because
we'll never survive this.
Well,
these work conditions are too intense.
We'll do our best.
I just heard a little bit of the Joel Blank and Barry Laminack show. Or is it just the Joel Blank show featuring Barry Laminack?
Does Barry get like a whiz like in the movies?
What's the official on that one, Jong?
There is no official name for that show yet.
It's only been on for what, 4 or 5 months?
Some days it's Joel and Travis. Some days it's Joel and Barry.
So it's the show with no name.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
But for podcasting purposes, yes, it's called The Joel Blank Show.
Okay. So I was listening to The Joel Blank Show on the way in, and I heard Barry Laminack offering up seats. He says, the bandwagon to be a Rockets fan closes on Christmas.
Okay.
So you either need to get on the Rockets are real bandwagon now or forever hold your peace.
And hold my peace like the guy in San Diego? Or?
No, different kind of peace.
Okay.
Just no,
checking.
P-E-A-C-E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I came in and I told Barry, I'm just going to pass. I'm okay. I'm impressed with what the Rockets are doing the last 10 games, but I'm all right. I've seen Mike D'Antoni teams win plenty of regular season games.
And yeah, that's the one thing.
Playoffs, it's a different atmosphere. Fouls aren't getting called for you. It's a little bit more physical. And
That's the one thing I'm going to hold back on is I want to see what they do in the playoffs. But I like how they look. They're better than I thought they would be. At game Saturday night, I was we were out with some friends having dinner and watching it, and I love the way that they pulled that thing out because that's a game that last year they lose probably by 10.
Yeah,
but they found a way to win it. They're playing good basketball. They're fun to watch. Playoffs, I don't know, man. This is those Suns team, and those were fun teams to watch. Great in the regular season, but.
Didn't do much.
No. I'm not going to be skeptical necessarily as much as I am, I'll be cautiously pessimistic. How's that?
Okay.
But I'm,
I'm skeptical.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and say it. I'm pretty damn skeptical. Although, listen, the Rockets have a chance to shut me up tonight.
Yeah.
Part of the reason why I haven't been oohing and aahing over their 10-game run here is I haven't been blown away by the level of competition necessarily. They did start off that run with the win at Golden State, which that's as good as any.
They did beat the Spurs earlier in the year, too. So
yeah,
they've got some good wins on their resume. But this stretch,
their 10-win stretch, they started off with a double OT win at Golden State. And I don't know if they've beaten a team that I would consider really good since. I mean, they did win at Oklahoma City. That was a good win.
Yeah, and even though
it's been a lot of Sacramento's and Pelicans and
right, but that back,
Lakers.
That back-to-back where they had to go in and play Denver the next night after that Warriors game, that's a good win too. So I think it's – we looked at this stretch of the schedule and said this is where they should feast. And they're feasting. They're doing what they're supposed to do. That's a good thing.
Yep.
But yeah, as far as being on the bandwagon, I'll wait.
You're holding off on that.
This way, I ask, how much is Clint Capela being out 6 weeks going to affect the Rockets? I think that hurts because
they don't have anybody to replace him. They don't have another.
You're throwing Nene and Harrell out there now, basically. And while I wouldn't call him a star, he is really a nice complimentary piece to what they do.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big loss. But, hey, one thing about this team so far, I mean, Beverly was out for a little bit. Now he's going to be out. They haven't had you've got guys like Anderson in there who's been hurt every year, and he's been healthy. They managed to stay relatively healthy so far.
I'm just going to go on. And Ryan, this is probably a bad day to bring it up because Ryan Anderson scored damn near 30 points last night. I feel like he's kind of a bust. He's just a guy.
See, I think if you're just looking at numbers so far, yeah, but I think what he brings to the table, being able to spread the floor a little bit and fit what they're doing.
Maybe so. Maybe it's just not my style. I like a guy who, especially now that your one big is out, I like a guy who can rebound if he needs to, can actually go down there and get dirty, and he's just not that guy. So I don't know. Maybe I'm being too harsh. All I do know is without Capela, you saw last night that. And luckily for the Rockets, there aren't a bunch of guys like Karl Anthony Towns in the league. But if you get a big guy who can actually score and is a force down there,
right,
they don't have an answer for that. And he had a what I would call a nice game, a nice solid night, 41 points and 15 boards.
That's above average.
Yeah, that's respectable.
Yeah.
But again, lucky for the Rockets, there's not a lot of teams who have a guy like that down low who is just going to really fill up the box score. So, I think tonight's a big test for them, getting San Antonio here. If they win, that's probably something that's going to open my eyes a little bit to them. And they won at San Antonio earlier this year. They've got some decent wins on this schedule. They've not, I remember last year it was every good team they played, they lost to, and that hasn't been the case this year. They beat San Antonio. They got a win over Utah, who's a pretty solid team. They beat Oklahoma City. They beat Golden State at Golden State. Those are impressive wins. This would be another feather in their cap. So you're starting to see, and it's weird because where the Rockets are right now, you think, man, they won 10 in a row. They're 21-7. I mean, for playoff purposes, they're still kind of where they were 10 games ago, damn near. Or not exactly, but they weren't not far off of that. They just haven't moved up much in the standings.
Yeah, that's because everybody else is winning that's ahead of them. But I also think, well, those Warriors and Spurs are going to be in the 1-2 spot. But if you can keep playing like this, then you're going to be in the top four when the season's over at some point. And I think right now, it's kind of, you look at them, you look at the Clippers, it's what we said 2 years ago. Pretty close teams, and I think the way the Rockets are playing, I think they can get in that top four. If they do, we'll see what happens. But you've got to continue. Obviously, you're not going to keep winning every single game. You're not going to win 10 in a row. But what I like about them, what I said would happen before the season started, is they'd have games where they'd beat the Spurs, they'd have games where they beat the Warriors, and they'd have games where they lose to the Lakers of the world, and then they came out and lost the opener. But you know what? They've taken care of business against these teams they're supposed to beat ever since then. And that's a good sign.
But, no doubt.
I you can't be anything but encouraged by the way they're playing.
Jong, what say you?
I'm not as optimistic as they're a good team. I'm with you guys. I don't feel like I can trust them in the playoffs because the defense does the intensity does pick up, and then when you're in a seven game series, everybody's going to know what you're going to be running. And when you're going up against the Spurs and the Warriors, they can just execute a lot better than you can. So I can see them making it into the second round. But if they get into the second round and face the Spurs, I wouldn't put my money on the Rockets.
Well, and that's like
that's a hard thing is when you know that the Thunder or not the Thunder, the Warriors and the Spurs are going to be 1-2. Wherever you finish, 3, 4, 5, 6, wherever it is, if you win a playoff game, the second round is against one of those two teams, and I'm not going to pick the Rockets to beat either one of those teams in a seven game series.
They are a lot better than I thought they were going to be. Eric Gordon has been a nice surprise. I have a little doubt in my mind that he's going to get hurt eventually
because he always does.
Yeah, because that's what he does.
He and Anderson both. I'm worried about that.
But as long as they stay healthy, I think they're going to be a good team.
No, they're fun to watch, man. And that's been my beef the last couple of years is they were basically a really boring team to watch, even when they were winning. I don't think they are right now. They're fun.
They're the opposite of the Texans on offense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually, they're the complete opposite of the Texans. They can't. Their defense is a little suspect, and they can play against anybody on offense.
All right, guys, we are going to be giving something away today because we love you guys, and we love to give stuff away. How about a Bedrock City Comic Company gift card for $25 and a T-shirt? You know what? You could use that gift card to buy our poster, which is there. John's got one. It looks cool as hell.
Where is it?
It's by my desk.
Yeah.
How come we don't have one?
Well, I'm going to go buy some, so I'll get you one.
Okay.
But basically what you have to do is pick a superhero or supervillain athlete from the weekend games, tweet what the reason or their superpower was that made them the superhero or supervillain. You have to tweet these to @degenerates975, tag Bedrock City Comics. John will pick a winner at the end. And this is our villain of the week.
But now, my name is Magneto.
Awesome.
Just want to watch the world.
Not necessary.
This is your supervillain performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
How about a magic trick?
Catch the longest play of the day so far for the Texans. Osweiler, too high, picked off, intercepted by Jalen Ramsey. His first NFL interception, and he's still going. Ramsey taking down the 25. Osweiler in trouble, steps up, now throws, and it's intercepted again. Telvin Smith.
That was your supervillain performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Follow Bedrock City Comics on Twitter, @BedrockCity.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Then we'll grab your phone calls next segment. If you want in, 713-780-3776 is your number.
All right, guys, going to tell you about Man's Best Friend. And listen, we've been telling you about Man's Best Friend for a long time. And I have taken multiple dogs to Man's Best Friend. I've always been satisfied with them because the process there is so great. You sit down with someone, you tell them, hey, these are the problems I'm having with my dog. This is what I want worked out of them. You come back and pick the dog up after the training. And that's exactly what they fixed. It really is the perfect scenario. It's customizable dog training, and that's what makes them different. Man's Best Friend is also been giving away $250 gift cards on our website, our station website. This month they're doing that, and they're giving away a Christmas puppy package valued at over $400, which is good for a couple training sessions and a behavior evaluation with your dog. Go to ESPN975.com. You can register to win there. And you can go to Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com, or you can call 713-932-6709. Our listeners save 30% off just by mentioning me or ESPN975. That's Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com, the professional difference in dog training.
ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a great one. In a terrific mood today. Not even the textures can spoil it. Let's spend some time with my kids. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, although my son is brilliant. I mean, he could have got into pretty much any college he wanted to go to, making straight A's, everything.
He chose UH?
He wanted to be in the creative writing program because he wants to be a writer, and that's one of the best creative writing programs in the country. So that's for what he does. That was the choice.
If you're a smart kid, don't do creative writing.
Well,
let's just put that out there.
Go get a
job where you can be an earner, a real earner, a solid earner.
I've already told him that. If the writing thing doesn't work out, he's doing law school in the summer.
There you
go.
Okay. Now
but there's little things still that you just kind of go, really? And he called. I told him I'd take him to lunch today. He's like, I don't know what to do to get the car inspected. I'm like, come on, man. Have you heard of Google? So I take him. We get the car inspected. We get his new. We get the new license and everything for it.
Is that kid getting laid yet?
He's real quiet about it, but I kind of get the suspicion that he's raking pretty well over there.
Yeah, that's good.
So, but took him to...
Not your daughter, though. She's virtuous.
Well, she's got a mouth on her, though.
I gotta tell you.
She's got my sense of humor, which is not good. But I took him to China Garden, which is always one of my favorite places to go, and got to see Carol and had some those fantastic egg rolls. So we had a good time. Let's grab some phone calls. Kevin, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, Fred and AJ, sports to you guys.
Hey, sports to you, Kevin.
Hey, AJ, you know, I've seen you at different grappling tournaments, and the last time I spoke with you, we talked about, you know, picking at you about doing a super fight. I just wanted to share with you guys, I've always listened to y'all with my sons and driving and everything. But this past Saturday, my seven-year-old, my youngest son, passed away with his best friend in a car accident.
Oh, man.
And so he loved to watch me roll and grapple, but I've listened to y'all every chance I get on the radio past couple of days, and I want to thank y'all. Y'all are hilarious. Y'all talk about all the right things and all the wrong things at the same time. So, you know, I just want to get the message out there to people that you need to, especially during the holidays, hold on to what you have and don't waste any chance you get to spend those time with loved ones, because you never know when it's going to happen to you.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Kevin. That's
and he was Aubrey Theodi is, you know, I had made contact with him years ago, and we somewhat kept in contact. And my seven-year-old and his best friend were avid soccer players. They had just finished up league and stuff. So, but it's tough. But I just wanted to know that y'all affect people's lives in a way just, you know, beyond just everyday stuff. So y'all help people deal with problems in different ways that maybe they didn't know they had a release for.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad we're helping. I can't even imagine what you're going through. Thoughts and prayers for you, man. Actual real live ones.
Yeah,
that's a heartbreaking story, man.
And it was deal. Just north. It was just north of Katy and Sealy too.
Ugh.
So, I live in Port Arthur now, so I get a better signal out here than I did in Sealy. That's why I moved. Not really, but so we listen to y'all all the time, and you know, my kids love listening to y'all. They crack up laughing all the time at y'all, and. So I just wanted y'all to know y'all have a positive effect, and I appreciate that.
All right, man. Thank you, Kevin. Have a good Christmas, man. That's
Hey, y'all too.
Good Lord, that's in the stomach.
Yeah, that's awful, man. Especially, you know.
I mean, my kid. That's a kid right between the age of my two. That's
right. And yeah, I just talking about spending my day with my kids and how important that was and how much fun it was. And yeah, you know,
it's very selfish of you looking back now.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I didn't know.
Hey, listen, you should have.
Yeah, but it should remind you of something that we talk about all the time, man. You got to enjoy the people in your life and enjoy the things in your life, because you know there's so many things that can go wrong and so many things that can happen, and your life can change in a second, and not for the better. And that's why, you know, go give them a hug every day.
Yeah.
So.
Let's talk to Q. Q, what's up?
Sports, fellas. What's going on?
Sports to you, man.
I know today's not Wednesday, but I got one of the odd questions for y'all real quick. What are the odds basketball games on Christmas have a higher rating than the football games on Christmas?
I'd almost go 0%.
Yeah, the thing is, I know the NBA tries to own Christmas, but when they...
And when it falls on a Sunday,
yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
And you know what? I like that the NFL has put a couple of those, I mean, most of the games on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, because that's a tough call, man, because on Christmas Day, that'll take up your whole day if you're just watching football all day. The fact that there's just two games on Christmas, now granted,
they're two really good games.
Good, important games. People are going to watch them. I'm going to watch them. I mean, and... as much as I like the NBA, if it comes down to watching the Ravens and Steelers, which is going to decide the division versus a random regular season NBA game,
yeah,
that's the problem with the NBA regular season. The games just don't matter. I mean, there's so many of them that a win or a loss in December is really meaningless. So all these Christmas games, while they do a good job putting together some decent matchups, at the end of the day, they're still meaningless games. And these games that are going to be played on Sunday in the NFL, they matter. They matter for playoff purposes.
If this were Jags-Titans, it might be different.
Right.
But you've actually got two
kudos
really
to the
good.
NFL for, hey, we're going to put two games on Christmas. Let's make them big ones. And they did a good job. I don't know how long ago this was set that those were going to be the two games that they put on Christmas Day. But looking over the schedule, could they have picked any better ones? I mean,
maybe Lions Cowboys, but that's your Monday game. So
yeah, I mean they.
Otherwise,
their best games are in primetime this week.
Yeah, even Bengals Texans on Saturday night.
So it's a game that matters.
Yeah, so they did well here, even though I don't know that it was intentional.
I don't either.
It certainly worked out, but I like that there's only two games on Christmas because it kind of reminds me of Thanksgiving before they started adding night games.
Yeah,
where you know you get those two. If you want to watch a little basketball, you can. But by 3:30, I'm going to be done with my family anyway, and I want to watch football.
Right.
So it'll time out pretty well. And I think part of the problem, the basketball games are on when you're doing family stuff. The early ones are, but they won't outrate those two games. 713.
I want to pat myself on the back, by the way.
Pat away.
I needed Cam Newton and Greg Olsen to be held under 30 points.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
And they were, thankfully. It was. It got down to where I was uncomfortable for a little while.
Yeah.
I kept seeing that chance to win, that percentage to win meter.
Yeah.
Go from 70 down to 65, down to 57, down Ooh. To 52 at one
Ooh.
Point. And then it grew back again, thankfully. The Panthers were able to run the clock out and not do anything stupid.
Well, how about this? Let's do some more back padding. Guess who's in the finals of your league that you put together every year?
You are.
And?
Zhong Li?
Zhong Li.
Oh, for the ship?
Yes, for everything.
For pride.
Exactly.
For all the marbles. Yeah, that's a game I've That league's been together for, like, I don't know, 15 years.
Yeah.
There's no prize in it.
I know, but everybody comes back, the same group every year, and we all have a lot of fun with it. But, it's 2-8-5 juggernauts.
Good for you guys.
So
first place in each division, right? Or each division, me and you?
Yeah.
It was divisions, right? I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But Matt Ryan has been the catalyst for me this year, and Antonio Brown.
I can't believe you drafted Matt Ryan.
Why?
I don't know. You never liked Matt Ryan.
As a fantasy guy, I loved him.
Okay.
Just like until this year, I loved Blake Bortles as a fantasy guy. Now he can't even throw. Remember how much fun we made of Brock Osweiler for not being able to throw for 100 yards against the Jaguars?
Yeah.
And Bortles threw for less than that Sunday.
Well, my team lost in the consolation bracket to Barry in that tournament. My team, aptly named Fuller with Simeon.
That was you. Okay.
They were the worst team in the league this year, but I did win a game in the consolation round. So I'm playing for ninth place this week.
Oh, good for you.
Makes me feel good about things.
Yeah. This is what I hope. No offense to Jong. I hope this is the first of the trifecta where I win this, the hockey league and the basketball league.
One thing I like about that league though, Jong had he won the regular season. He was 8-5.
Yeah.
I had the worst team in the league. I finished in 12th in the regular season. I was 5-8.
Yeah.
So it's a very competitive league.
And everybody plays all year, which is good. Nobody skips their lineups or things like that. And we're not playing for any money or anything, but it's fun. And Jong, I wish you the best of luck, but only in the sportsmanship way, frankly.
He really hopes you lose.
Yeah, because I'm going to do something unprecedented. I'm going to win all three of those leagues this year.
See, my team's struggling a little bit. I have Drew Brees and Lamar Miller. Drew Brees hasn't been playing well. And then,
did pretty well for you last week.
Yeah, but the last month or so. Okay. And Lamar Miller's been limping around, so we'll see.
All right, guys. Before we go to break, got to tell you about Harry's Razors. And you still have time. You still have time. If you haven't gotten the gift and you want to get something cool that's practical that a guy's going to look at and say, hey, man, thanks. This is you put some thought into this. Really, you didn't. You just heard me talk about it on the radio and realized, hey, this is a pretty good idea. But, man, these razors from Harry's are fantastic. You don't have to go to a store. They deliver them right to you. And this holiday, they have ready-to-gift shave sets at all different price points, starting as low as $15. You can get somebody a gift for $15 and still get it done today. They all come with a razor handle of your choice, shaving cream, replacement blades, and a travel cover. And the Winston set includes an engravable chrome handle if you want to add a personalized touch. You can still do that. And guess what? If you want to get one of these starting at $15, since you're a blitzer, you can get it for 10. For fans of the show, we partner with Harry's to give you $5 off your order. All you have to do is enter code BLITZ at checkout. And, hey, if you need to get a gift for your dad, this is perfect. Ladies, if you need to get a gift for your guy, make it, you know, give the illusion that you care by getting something that looks special and looks like you thought this whole thing out, and you really didn't. You waited till the last minute because it is officially the last minute. Order by tomorrow to get your gift in time for Christmas. Go to harrys.com right now. Get the Truman set or the Winston set while supplies last. Don't forget to enter code BLITZ at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Joining us in studio, good buddy, former NFL cornerback Stanford Rout. Yeah. Follow him on Twitter at srout26. And before we get some of the other stuff, I'm sure you saw the thing that KJ Dillon tweeted out today about the dinner tab they ran up on him last night.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which I kind of think is funny because Quentin Dimps was telling us last night that they were all going to hang out, so I'm guessing he was part of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How often did that happen when you were playing? Did you ever get stuck with anything like that?
Yes, got stuck with it. Luckily, I came out with Fabian Washington. Me and him both went first and second round back-to-back. So we got stuck with a tab that was, I believe it was 20,000. At Ruth Chris Steakhouse over there in San Francisco back in 2005. I still remember like it was yesterday. The Seahawks were playing the Eagles on the night that they were retiring Reggie White's jersey. I still remember like it was yesterday.
How much of that was Hennessy?
A good amount. Football players
love Hennessy for some reason.
Guys were taking home like Louis the 13 type of alcohol, all of that. And remember,
that's how VY went bankrupt.
Yeah. We're right by wine country up there in Napa. So guys are taking home bottles that there's like only three of them in the entire country and things like that. So those rookie dinner nights, man, they can get real. They can get up there.
Okay, you tell me, if the Hennessy Imperial, what makes it so much better than regular Hennessy that it's got that it's going to be, you know, $350 a shot?
I have no idea what makes it this. I'm a vodka guy. That's it. Okay. I'm vodka and I'm Red Bull. So I'm nothing. I'm not an alcohol connoisseur or wine connoisseur or anything like that. I barely know the difference between red wine and white wine. All I know is Absolute Mandarin and Red Bull. Whenever I do,
that's
drink,
your
that,
go.
That's my go.
I think the most I've ever spent on a shot was last month. We got $40 shots of tequila. That's the most I've ever spent on anything. It was worth it. We had a couple of those, but I can't imagine spending $350 on a shot.
I've had a pour of Pappy Van Winkle that was in the 100 and something bucks.
Guys, I'm gonna tell you just like this. When you put, I believe our DB room may have been 15 guys. When you put in Charles Woodson, he's the one that probably was the catalyst for it all. Because I remember at the time I think he was franchised my rookie year. Charles would make you think that you're making $10 million a year by the way he talks. He'll be like, guys, you're in the league. Celebrate. Have fun. This, that, and the other. And like I said, you love him for that because he would always make you feel confident. He would always make you feel big and bad, this, that, and the other. But guys, I tell you, when you got a bunch of men making nice salaries, I don't care what profession it is, but football obviously makes it heightens it. And you got all those guys sitting around a dinner table. The things that you see ordered they're going to shock you a little bit.
Yeah.
You're going to see some unusual requests and some unusual taste that people have when it comes to alcohol and even food.
Well, I mean, with the food, honestly, I looked at this bill.
Sea bass with lobster, seven of them. That's
listen. Yeah. And is that nice stuff? Of course it is.
Yeah, it's the.
But really, if I'm KJ Dillon, which by the way, KJ Dillon wasn't making the kind of your money you were making when you were a rookie because you were a first round pick,
second round, close enough.
KJ Dillon was a fifth round guy.
Yeah, he's on a rookie deal, and he's on IR, so he's not making any.
Yeah,
of his
he's
bonuses.
Not making anything. Yeah. And this dude got a $16,000 bill. You got a tip on that. Yeah. And you can't be cheap.
No, I think that's already added. I think that gratuity's already added.
No, it's set at the bottom. Gratuity not added.
Yeah. So what's so you? Oh my God. You catch a bill. Think about this. You're an NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
You catch a bill for $16,250. It's $3,000 minimum, right? For a tip.
For a tip, I'm not tipping that much on $16,000 bill. I might tip maybe. I'm a little cheap, so okay. I might tip $500, $700. I'm gonna try to get away with the lowest amount I can. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You're not gonna do 15% on a bill
on
like
16,
that.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing. But like I said, when you're the young guy, and especially, I believe, did the Texans have any other drafted rookies in the DB?
Not in the secondary. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. See, that's what makes it tough. Because you got
nobody to help him out.
Yeah, because you got J. Joe, you got QD, K-Jack, all of them. They've been in the league several years. Those guys are veterans. So, yeah, they're going to hit you. They're going to hit you on that night. But it's camaraderie, and it's just like hazing. But it's a great type of hazing because you're part of this fraternity. And, yeah, trust me, $16,000, that's a lot. It is. But let me just tell you like this. He's an NFL player. He's young. He's doing good. Teams looks like they're probably going to win the division, so he can get a playoff check that'll be able to supplement that. But man, you only get this time in your life once,
yeah.
So you got to enjoy it, because let me tell you something, you'll look back on it and it'll be one of those moments that you'll relish it. You really will.
That's the other thing, a $16,000 bill, $7,700 of it is on Hennessy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like, man, if that was a $9,000 meal that a rookie's got to pick up, even then, I mean, that's a lot, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't show it to your parents, because my parents would be like, Stan, what's the bill that high for?
Dude, $7,700 on booze, that hurts, man. That hurts.
My favorite part, though, is there's like all the stuff that makes sense, filet mignon, sea bass with lobster. And then, of course, he orders the Caesar salad. But who's ordering macaroni pasta?
I don't know. Macaroni pasta at Papa's is good, though.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
You got
guys
better like stuff. That. You get better stuff there. Prime ribeye, all this cool stuff on there, and you got that.
You
got
to get your sides, Fred. Somebody might
that too.
Macaroni.
That's,
yeah,
that's your side.
Me, I'm garlic mashed potatoes and steamed asparagus. That's me that's all day long. With ribeye, medium plus, not well done, not medium rare, medium plus. That's me all day
medium
long.
Plus.
Medium plus. Vic and Anthony's, man. The blackened seasoning they have over there. Oh my God!
I like mine to be.
Oh. I even asked Tillman Fertitta one day when U of H played OU at the NRG. I asked him. I was like, "Man, what's in those spices?" He wouldn't tell me.
I like when I can see my steak still has a pulse. That's my. That's how I like mine.
He likes the heart still
beating.
Yeah. So, what'd you think about the quarterback change? Obviously, it panned out pretty well in this game. Is this the right move for them?
I think right now you've already shown your hand. When you make that move like that, you got to be sure, because A. You're in the middle of this dogfight for the division title. B, I don't care what they say, money did play a part in them not doing it earlier, because the Cowboys are the only team that's actually okay with having a backup quarterback making $18 million a year. And then C, you got to be sure, because if you go to Savage and Savage plummets on Saturday night against the Bengals, then what do you do?
I mean,
so you got to be
Brandon
sure.
Wheaton.
You got to be sure when you make a decision like that. And I think Bill O'Brien got to a point where he's seen enough. Like I said, the first interception that with the tip ball to Jalen Ramsey, I can understand that. As a player, I can understand, okay, you know what? Ball kind of sailed. I still think Will Fuller should have got it. Jalen Ramsey went right into the breadbasket. But the second one. Yeah, the second one was
just a stupid decision.
Yeah, that one was hard to swallow, and I guess Bill O'Brien felt like he had seen enough.
Stanford, what do you think is going to happen here? With obviously, it's probably going to come down to the last game.
Yep,
got to go to Tennessee. Number one defense. Which, how impressive is that? That they're number one defense right now, considering how often those guys have to be on the field because the offense has been so abysmal.
You know, man, I was just answering that question somebody else asked me about. As crazy as it sounds, and I don't know if you guys are really going to actually – I don't know if you guys know this. Maybe you have, maybe you don't.
We know everything.
You know the Texans have the least amount of defensive snaps out of every NFL team this year?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
They got the least amount of snaps, so they've actually been on the field the least. If you want
to
go,
shocking.
Tell me about it. If you want to go by plays, like I said, they're number one right now, and I'd say they're the number one ranked defense by numbers. But what I call them the best defense, I don't think they're as good as Denver. I don't think they get as many takeaways. They're not as stingy as Seattle when it comes to points given up, even though they're up there. And then me personally, like I said, J.J.O., outside of him, I don't really see anybody else that's actually making the scheme in that secondary. I think a lot of their success is scheme based outside of J.J.O. And obviously, Jadeveon Clowney, he's becoming one of the best defensive ends in the league already. So I think that it's just going to come down to the wire. It's going to be them in Tennessee. Indianapolis might be able to sneak up on somebody, but week 17, it's going to definitely be a barn burner up there in Nashville.
With this week not really mattering, I mean, if they lose, they still have to win against Tennessee. If they win, I mean, it really doesn't make much of a difference for them if they win or not this week. Is this the week where Lamar Miller, who's been banged up, where you just say, all right, Akeem Hunt, Alfred Blue, you guys carry the load this week? Or are you still trying to keep that consistency going and keep the confidence going for this offense as much as you can?
Oh, no, I'm riding Lamar Miller to the ground.
Okay.
Like, it's that time of the year, man. You got to ride him to the ground. I mean, you don't want to beat his body up and wear him out like that, but you got to bring it home. The Texans had, what, 2-3 game lead on the division earlier on? Something like that?
Yeah.
You can't go and just lose the division to the Tennessee Titans because the Titans
– Well, but I'm saying with the Bengals game where it doesn't matter if they win or lose in the grand scheme, do you give him this week off?
Does it really matter if they don't win or lose? Because if they lose this game, then they go to 8-7.
Doesn't matter because they have the tiebreaker over Tennessee. All they have to do is win at Tennessee.
Yeah, so whatever happens this week doesn't really affect the standings at the end of the year. So they could lose this game and it doesn't change anything.
Do you sit down
guys like Lamar Miller?
You might want to scale it back a little bit. I wouldn't necessarily just have him sitting over there in street clothes, but you might want to scale it back a little bit if this game really doesn't matter. Like, now that I think about it, you guys are right. I'm not a fan of sitting guys where they're not even dressing. I'm not a fan of that. Scale it back, cool. But sitting over there in street clothes, I wouldn't do that.
I wanted to ask you, we asked Quentin about this yesterday, and obviously you can give a different answer than he did. This defense, as great as they've been, they're going to have some big-time decisions to make at the end of the season as far as who they're going to keep, who they're going to not. I'm going to give you names, and you tell me how important it is to have that guy back on the team next year.
Oh, man, you put me on the spot.
I'm putting you on the spot.
And I'm live right now, too.
Vince Wilfork.
Got to get him back.
He's a must?
Got to get him. Unless you are going to go and get somebody you know definitively is better, you got to get Wilfork back.
Okay. A.J. Bouye. I mean, he's been their best secondary guy this year.
I like A.J. Bouye. I can't definitively say that Kevin Johnson's better than him. I can't. So
A.J. Bouye's had a better season than Kevin Johnson had last year when he was healthy.
Yeah, I like A.J. Bouye. I would like, if he's not going to be a starter and they're not going to make him a starter, then I'd like to see him go somewhere where he can start because I love seeing guys who go from being counted out to being counted on. Like I said, that's just the player in me. I love seeing that. So for his sake and his family, I would like to see him not be back in Houston because I know he can get paid
somewhere.
He's going
to get paid somewhere.
Yeah, he can get paid.
He's going to get $10 million a year.
And then what about Quentin Demps? How important is he?
I think he's important because consistency and continuity. Like I said, I'm all about unless you're going to go get a player that you know is definitively better. Definitively.
Yeah.
Unless you know he's definitively better, you might as well just go ahead and go dance with the girl that took you to the party, man. I'm big on that.
All right, that's Stanford Route. Joins us every week, usually on Mondays, but we were out on location yesterday. So, Stanford, appreciate the time as always. And, you taught the people something they did not know about the least amount of defensive snaps in the league.
Hey, you learn something new every day,
fellas. Well played, sir. All right, guys, got to tell you, if you are looking for a great place to watch games, you're looking for a great place to get some terrific beer and just hang out with some cool people, Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. And I'll tell you what, they've got two great projector screens on the wall. They're always playing sports. You can catch the Texans there, the Rockets. You want to see the Rockets, Spurs. That's your place. They have also got trivia tonight, which is huge. And Thursdays, they have brews and bites from 4 to 9. They have food pairings with craft beers. catering by Missy Meals, and she brought us some food the last time we were down there. It is fantastic. We'll be back out there Friday, January 6th from 4 to 7. And what I like about the place, you know, they've got all kinds of great beer flavors. And if you've been down there, you know that. If you haven't, go check them out. The peanut butter and chocolate milk stout's my favorite. But it's also the people there that make the place, Jason and Austin and Jeff and Josh and all of them. They're at 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. It's less than a half mile behind the Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. Go check it out. It's a great place. If you're in the area, you just happen to be down there to do something, go by and give their beer a try. And if you live down there, this should be your place, man. Tell them I sent you, and at checkout, you're going to get $9.75 off your tab of $35 or more. So just tell them you're a blitzer. You heard about it here. $9.75 off your tab if it's $35 or more. Saloon Door Brewing, Webster, Texas.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Hey, guys, if you're driving around out there, you probably have a car payment. And can't tell you how much SlashMyPayments.com has already done for a bunch of the blitzers. What if you could reduce your car payment $100? Get it down $700 to $600. $100 a month in savings. The reason you can do that is because car dealers make most of their profit off your loan. They mark up your rate. Dealers will sometimes mark your rate up 2 to 3 points. That's $2,000 to $3,000 in interest you're paying on your loan. That's just pure dealer profit. Well, that's your money. That shouldn't go to them. That's why they come to you and say, hey, we're going to lower the price on the car. It's because they're jacking up the interest rate on you. Well, SlashMyPayments.com can get rid of that and let the great team over at Ignition Financial help you find the rate you deserve and lower your monthly payments.
Yeah, and they've been helping out the blitzers especially. We get some reports from these guys on how our guys are doing, and we're saving people hundreds of dollars with this, and it doesn't cost you anything. Refinance your current auto loan at SlashMyPayments.com. It's so simple. It's so easy. It takes just a couple minutes. SlashMyPayments.com. Enter our promo code BLITZ at the top of the application, and you're on your way to saving some money. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's SlashMyPayments.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hawk.
And we are back on The Blitz. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation, 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com. For a limited time only, you can get $75 off. So get your tickets early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. And also got to tell you, this is The Blitz with Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and Jong Lee behind the glass. Brought to you by
Glass Doctor. Call the Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business. Glass and mirrors, that's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
All right. Well done, sir. And also tonight, the return of Hustletown with Craig Sheldon, Angelo Lawford, and Jermaine Every at 7 o'clock. The triumvirate, if you will. I get this question about 10 times a day on the text line, so I'm going to answer it, and then I hope we're done with it forever. But what if the Cowboys were to let Romo out of his contract to pursue other options? They wouldn't let him out of his contract. They would cut him. Do you think the Texans would think of pursuing him? No.
Because they can't afford him.
There's no way that they can afford to do anything until 2018 with another quarterback unless it is a small salary like Tom Savage has. Their only real option, I think, would be to trade a high pick for Jimmy Garoppolo, who's making $880 or something. And then you'd have to pay him the next year when you got rid of Osweiler. But Romo will not be an option for the Texans. It's impossible under the salary cap. And I don't know how that got started and why people keep spreading that around. But it's impossible.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit?
You know what would be possible? If for some ungodly reason, the Cowboys agreed to trade Tony Romo for Brock Osweiler.
That'd be the only way.
That's the only scenario. Let me tell you, that is, there's 0% chance that happens ever.
Jerry Jones is a little bit crazy, but
he ain't that crazy.
No.
But that's the only way that the money would work.
Yeah, and even then, it would be very punitive for both teams. So, can we talk a little bit about this college game tonight? Because it got up to 7.5 today, And that always makes me nervous, Memphis plus 7.5, when I'm on a side and it goes the other way. And I did. I went and I've looked at why all, you know, why people are on the other side of this. And I'm just gonna, I just want to kind of go through the reasoning of how I come up with a pick like this. It may be wrong, but here's trying to look at both sides of it. I like Western Kentucky a lot. Good football team, great offensive team. Quality of schedule, other than Alabama, not good.
Not great.
No, they racked up a lot of numbers against Conference USA. Memphis played in a much tougher conference. Their losses are all against teams that are going to wind up with 9 wins in the AAC, which is no joke. Their coaching staff's intact. Western Kentucky lost its coach, and Jeff Brohm's gone to Purdue. The guy who's the interim coach wanted the job, didn't get it. So you got a little turmoil there, right?
Yes, to say the least.
My computer rankings have the two teams dead even. So if I have them dead even, I'm getting 7.5 points. And I've got the team that's got stability and has played really well over the second half of the season. That's when I'm going to unload. And I may be wrong because it's a bowl game and goofy things can happen.
It happens.
But I really feel good about Memphis tonight. So that's
I'm right there with you.
And
I'm not unloading on this game, but I'm making a solid play on it. I feel pretty comfortable with it.
This is the biggest bet that I've made this bowl season so far.
Oh, wow.
But we're 4 days into bowl season, let's be honest.
Well, I know you were big on yesterday's
game. Yeah, I hit yesterday's pretty hard. So I
don't like to bet big money on bowl games.
That and you really shouldn't. It's just this is one that I circled from the very beginning because I think Memphis is the better football team. And both these teams can score. I wouldn't touch the over-under. It's 80, and I think it's very attainable. But I'm not about to be investing money in it.
Right.
But I kind of think you're not going to have Jeff Brohm there calling plays. We see how that can affect players a little bit. I'm feeling pretty good about this one.
All right.
So, all right.
You know what I'm feeling pretty good about?
Pajamagram.
Yeah, and pajamas. I always feel really good about pajamas. Pajamagram.com. They've got so many different pajamas. They've got pajamas for your mama. They got pajamas for your daughter. They got pajamas for your granny. They got pajamas for your woman. They got them for everybody, guys. The Super World Famous Hoodie Footy is a great start. It's very versatile for all the ladies in your life. Every woman will love that thing. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. And you can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. And believe me, there's a ton of them, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate Hoodie Footy. And imagine you get that for your lady. She opens it up, and underneath, she's got on the Midnight Fantasy. Guess what? You can get that. You could save $60 getting that if you opt for the Sweet and Sexy gift set. It includes the Hoodie Footy and the Sexy Midnight Fantasy. And if you buy them both today, you save that $60. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is still guaranteed. Still, today. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Sweat and dirt in my eyes. Caught up in the crossfire.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.